Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the third week of October 2025. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is that everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous just completed its 50th year of serving campers, growing from 211 campers during the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of their year. And we have had a fun-filled week here at Camp Courageous. Lots and lots of fall activities. Campers coming from all over eastern Iowa, including Maquoka, Cedar Rapids, and the list goes on and on. A big thank you to Jim and Trish Jansen, who provided hayrack rides for our campers during one of our many special events. There was hot chocolate and snacks and pumpkin carving. And a big thank you to our friends at Bart Pumpkins for once again donating pumpkins to Camp Courageous. We have a couple more fun days planned in which school groups and different groups can come out here for a free fun day of activities. And those will be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Tuesday the 21st and Thursday the 23rd, along with Monday the 20th. So if you're interested in great activities, a fun-filled day for people with special needs, those would be the days to come out. Big thank you to all those folks that provided the Haunted Trail and Dance that was Thursday. Great turnout, a lot of fun costumes, and a great time. Of course, the Haunted Trail on Friday. Big thank you to all those people that made that possible. It takes a lot of people, and we sure do appreciate all those people that came out. Our travel program headed off to Dubuque this past week to do a paint party. And just right around the corner, we had the Camp Courageous Travel folks taking off for a Hawkeye football game and tailgating party on October the 18th. Penn State against the Hawkeyes, and they'll be having a great time there. We're still looking for a volunteer to be part of our mascot. We have Sunny, our mascot, and we need somebody lively and enjoying going out and entertaining people. If you're interested in that, get a hold of Ashley here at Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous continues to hire the year-round. We're always looking for counselors, program specialists, and much, much more. Camp Courageous was once again honored by having a Quilts of Valor ceremony take place over at our Memorial Park area. We had a nice turnout of folks. All six branches of the service are represented over there. And a big thank you for the service of Ken, Scott, Dennis, and Roger, who received their Quilts of Valor. And a big thank you to Kim Talkey for organizing that event. Last week, we also had the East Central Federation and the Cedar Valley Callers Association 35th Annual Square Dance Benefit in the Seal Barn. They had a great time, huge turnout, and a big thank you to all the people that were a part of that. Just a reminder, Donut Land in Cedar Rapids is continuing to have a roundup and special event for Camp Courageous throughout the month of October. A big thank you to everyone there. Also, a big thank you to our friends at Stutzman's in Hills, providing Camp Courageous a semi-load of salt. We go through a tremendous salt out here at Camp Courageous as part of our water softening program and also to control nitrates. And also a big thank you to Clemrite Laboratories in Maquoketa for testing all of our water for free. And while the Stutzmans and Hills have been pouring out their heart to Camp Courageous for years and years. Also, a big thank you to the Tourist Club from Manchester for coming out and visiting Camp Courageous and doing a big tour. And just a reminder to everyone, if anyone is ever interested in having a group come out and do a tour or us coming to you to give a program about Camp Courageous, we always love to do that. We're going to have a Stuff the Bus October 25th from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock at the Fairway in Monticello, also at the Dollar Fresh in Monticello. A great opportunity to go shopping and come out with items for the camp. A big thank you to the family of Dolores Croats, who donated actually a straight truck load of arts and crafts items. This was in memory and in honor of their brother Greg, who was a camper here and passed away. Dolores ended up inheriting the items from her daughter Sheila, who had an arts and crafts store. And wow, you know, huge supplies of things that will go to help the campers make things in arts and crafts. And of course, a big thank you to Ted Patience's family for providing us a stray truck. This is a perfect example of how that stray truck is used. They filled the entire truck up with arts and crafts items to benefit the campers. Also, big thank you to GTG Peterbilt in Cedar Rapids, Chad and Charlie and Mark and Randy for searching out the best deal for Camp Courageous and giving us a wonderful new stray truck. Big thank you to Speed Cookies Barbecue Sauce. He had his rib wagon here in Monticello for the past week, and they don't come any finer than Speed Harry and the gang. So big thank you. It's a great benefit for Camp Courageous, and we much appreciate it. Also, big thank you to honorary board members Janet and Denny Zart. They presented a check here in the last week for a new building project that we'll be announcing hopefully here in the next month or two. A big thank you to Bob and Carol Tibber, along with Bob's sister, Marilyn Worthington, for donating money towards a performing arts stage. They also provided for our trail out here, our nature trail, and they also provided for the remodeling of South Cabin. Great friends of the camp, and we're much appreciative to them. The need of the week is disinfectant wipes. We can always use those and much appreciate all those that provide them. Our sympathy goes out to the friends and family of Richard Hogan. He was a camper here at Camp Courageous from Marion, passed away, and his memorials come to Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous hopes that you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.